You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Tim in New Hampshire, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
Oh, hi. Well, I have a possibility of recycling a wood stove.
Okay.
From my sister's house. And I want to know if it's a smaller stove than my opening for my... I have an existing fireplace, a brick chimney.
Okay.
Okay. It was part of my mudroom, but frankly, we only have a few fires a year because it's just not that efficient to have the fireplace running. I think most of my heat's going up the chimney. So I have the dimensions of a wood stove, which again is being recycled. And I just want to know if this would work, or would you highly recommend?
So Tim, what you want to know is whether or not the insert that was in your sister's house could be used in your house, and the answer to that is it depends. It depends on the size of your fireplace. One of the things that you might want to do is compare the hearth of her fireplace to yours and see how closely it matches in height, in width, and in depth. The next thing is that you want to make sure that your chimney is safe. You need to make sure that that chimney is lined before you put a wood stove into it. If you have some questions about this, you may want to subcontract out the installation to perhaps your local wood stove store installer expert type of person that does this all the time. And I also would recommend that you get a permit before you put it in, because this way the fire marshal can come in and take a look and make sure it's nice and safe. Wood stoves are fantastic. Inserts are great, but you have to be very careful with the installation. If you get it wrong, it could be very, very unsafe. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.